Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 413 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Michael. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy to organize our business finances, which can be crazy, especially once you start diversifying and doing affiliate marketing and all that stuff. It just makes it incredibly difficult to manage. Well, you should get a software that helps you manage that for you and obviously makes it easy during tax season when you just have to click a few buttons to print a couple reports to give to your CPA or your tax guy, or even if you're doing it yourself. I mean, tax season is coming up upon us very soon. I mean, I know it's August now, but April's coming soon, and of course, the end of the year. But anyway, check it out. Go to GetFreshBooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section to get a 30-day free trial. Again, that's GetFreshBooks.com. Enter Ask Pat and join 3 million other small business owners, including myself, who use FreshBooks to help them manage their finances. All right, now here's today's question from Michael.
Hey, Pat. I'm Michael Hoyer, founder of SoundDesignAcademy.com. And I was just wondering, what are your tactics for surviving the darkest night of the soul? And I know that sounds super dramatic, but all I'm wondering is those moments where you were feeling down or discouraged, probably more so in the beginning, how did you press on and keep going, even though it might have felt like you weren't getting any traction? I just think it'd be awesome to hear from you because you're always so positive that I think it'd be great for the listeners to kind of hear some of those moments and how you coped with them and pressed forward to build the company you have. So anyway, hope to hear from you. Thanks for answering my question and take care. Huge fan. Cheers.
Hey, Michael, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, it's interesting that you had mentioned that I am always a positive person because that's totally far from the truth. I am not always a positive person. There are a lot of moments of discouragement, some darker than others, but I always try to look for the positive in everything. I mean, I think just after my experience getting laid off in 2008, I've always learned that there's always something amazing on the other end. So whenever I get into a moment of discouragement, I always know that, you know, I'll get through it and there's something amazing on the other side. I don't know what it is or how I'm going to get there right away all the time, but I always know that there's always something great and amazing to look forward to. And that's the first piece of advice I have for anybody out there is that, you know, life is a roller coaster. You go up, you go down. You go up, you go down. And if you're in that down moment, you know, it just means you're going to be up on the next side very soon. So that's the first thing I would say. Sometimes when I get discouraged, it's, you know, maybe I'm working on my book or something and I just can't get any words to come on the screen and I'm just having a tough time writing that next paragraph. Sometimes it just takes walking it off. That's another strategy I use. And, you know, this works for a lot of the less darker moments. But when I'm just kind of frustrated and I'm just like, ugh, I walk it off. I go for a 15-minute walk. I just go on a run or something, or, you know, By walk it off, I mean I just take a break from whatever I'm doing. I go and do something I want to do and something I can enjoy, just get a glass of water, maybe get a snack or something like that, or even play with my kids if they're up. And oftentimes that really helps me because I can get back into it. I'm just in a much more positive mood. And, you know, when you're in a negative mood, sometimes it just makes everything else seem negative, right? But when you get back into positive light, those negative and that darkness kind of goes away. Because, you know, like when one thing goes bad during the day, maybe you start off the day in a bad way and it just seems like everything else goes bad, right? And that's kind of what you want to walk away from and kind of not give yourself an opportunity just to try and find all these negative things that happen once something goes wrong. So walk away from it, then go back. You're going to find that oftentimes you'll be much better than you were when you came away. Another thing I like to do is I like to talk about what's going on with others. And this works really well for everything, especially when I'm really discouraged and down. And there's a lot of times in the past where that has happened, where I've maybe spent a lot of money on something and it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, or I sent an email out and it didn't come across the way I wanted it to, or, you know, just something completely bombed. And something that helps a lot is I talk about it with other people. When I talk about it with other people who I know are going to be supportive, who I know what I'm going to or what I was trying to accomplish, they're going to be there to be that shoulder to cry on. And, you know, I don't literally cry. Well, maybe I've done that a couple times on Skype, but, you know, I don't get into crazy breakdowns, but it happens and it's okay. And when you talk to others who are there to support you, it just makes things so much better because they can talk you through it and encourage you along the way. I mean, a lot of you know I have a great relationship with Chris Ducker. He and I talk on Skype at least once or twice a week. Even though he's all the way over in the Philippines, you know, when I'm about to go to bed late at night, sometimes he's just waking up in the Philippines, and it just makes sense. If I'm having a bad day, it just makes it much better for me before I go to bed. He can find that positive in what's going on and also give me some great advice moving forward into the next day as well. And vice versa. You know, he calls me in situations where he needs help as well. I also go to my mastermind group members. Those are people who I trust, who know what I'm trying to accomplish and who have been with me for a while. And I'm in three different mastermind groups, and anybody in each of those groups would be great people to talk to as well. And that helps me through things too. The other thing that I do is think about my why. Now, this is a big one, because I have a lot of whys behind the reasons why I do what I do. The first one is my kids. And I'm very lucky to be working from home, and I get to see my kids every day. I get to take my son to school with my wife. I get to bring him back from school. And that is a great reminder of why I do what I do, because that's something I want to keep doing. So even though I might be down, I might be struggling, there's something that's not working, I will continue to push forward because I want to continue this lifestyle that I've been able to create for myself, to be able to spend more time with my family and see them through as they grow. So that's one thing. But I also have an amazing audience, you guys, every listener out there, everybody who's just been on the blog, and especially those of you who have taken the time to send me thank you notes, whether through email or those of you who are amazing and have spent the time to handwrite thank you messages. I've pinned up hundreds of them in a wall behind me here in my office. And every time I get discouraged, I literally get up, I go to that wall, and I just read a few of them, and it just snaps me right back into place. Because usually it's something in my own head that's making me disillusioned or making me discouraged. You know, it's something that I feel like I don't believe in myself for a while, or I feel like I have nothing to offer. I get up, I go to the back of the room, I look at these thank you notes, and I say, wow, I have to keep going because there are people out there who could benefit from this. And if I don't do this, if I don't continue moving forward, I'm letting them down. I'm not just letting myself down, but I'm letting other people down. And I think about a lot of the people who have sent me notes and emails and messages whose lives have changed as a result of listening to the podcast, of taking action based off of information on the blog, or somebody who has seen me on stage who has then taken action. I mean, if I didn't do those things, those people wouldn't have been affected in that way. So I have to keep going. Even just one email will make a big difference. I mean, I collect my thank you emails. So I have a folder. Jessica, my assistant, knows that whenever I get an email where somebody thanks me for something I've done for them, we put that in a folder. And it's not because I want to collect a whole bunch of testimonials that I'm going to eventually put on the website. I mean, that's something that I could do, and I have yet to do that. But I go in there a lot. and every time I kind of get discouraged, I go in there and I read one of them, and it just puts a smile back on my face. And again, in the same manner as these thank you notes behind me, it just keeps me going. And then the final thing I want to mention, something that keeps me moving forward, including even in times of discouragement and dark days, is, you know, I think about the small wins and I try to get a small win. You know, we a lot of times we're discouraged because we're trying to do this big thing, whatever that big audacious goal is, and it just seems so far away. And, you know, there are up and down times when you're working toward that too, of course. And a lot of times the downtimes come when you feel like you're not making any progress, or it just seems so far away to that end goal. So what you do is you break down that big goal into a lot of smaller ones, and then you find out what that next task is. If you're in a dark moment, what is that next task that you have to complete? Focus on just finishing that and how amazing it'll feel after it's done. So appreciate the small wins. That is kind of a mind hack I use all the time with a lot of big projects that I do. Even batch recording these Ask Pat episodes every Sunday, for example. Like, I am so thrilled when I'm done with 5 episodes on Sunday night, because then I know that even if everything else were to break, at least I have these 5 Ask Pat episodes continuing to bring content out to you. And it just puts me in a much better space, even if I'm down. Not that I'm down right now, but, you know, again, it's just an example of appreciating the small wins along the way. So you should absolutely be thankful for the small wins that you do and create for yourself. And that's a strategy that I always use. And, you know, something I feel like a lot of us can do more is sort of reward ourselves in the little small increments that we take along the way toward that big goal. And you'll find over time, those small increments, those small little wins add up to that one big one at the end. And that's kind of what I'm working toward right now. And that's what keeps me moving forward too. So I want to thank you, Michael, for this question. I think it was, it's a little different than something we usually get here on Ask Pat, and less tactical, I guess you could say. But, you know, obviously the mind is very important when it comes to the work that you do. And if you're not in the right mindset, you're not going to do any work. That's one of the reasons why I make sure my wife is happy, because if she's not happy, I can't think of anything else but trying to make her happy, and then I can't do any work. So I do whatever I can to make my wife happy, because a happy wife, happy life, right? And so you just kind of just a fun, funny little but very true thing I just wanted to mention there. Anyway, Michael, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I hope that helps you. Now, I'm not sure if you are in a moment of discouragement, but hopefully this will help encourage you to keep pushing forward, and I wish you all the best. And of course, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who has asked questions for the show as well, because this show wouldn't exist without you. Without questions, there would be no asking. It would just be Pat. And we already have the Smart Passive Income podcast, which is essentially Pat and other people talking too. So anyway, thank you guys so much. If you have a question to ask, head on over to askpat.com. You could possibly get featured and get a t-shirt free of charge there too. Michael, you'll get an email from my assistant in the next couple of weeks to collect your information to get that t-shirt over to you. If you wanted to send a picture over Twitter or something, that'd be awesome, so we could check you out in your gear and your swag. I also want to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com. You know, for those of you who have coaching clients or students, or, you know, maybe companies that you work for and you invoice. If you invoice in your business, FreshBooks makes it super easy for you to invoice in a very professional way, so you can get paid sooner, and it just manages all those things for you. Again, I can't stress how important managing your finances is, especially up front, so that when you start to make even more money down the road, diversify your portfolio and, you know, your passive income portfolio. Again, it just makes it so easy for you down the road. And they have an award-winning mobile app too to help you manage your finances on the go as well. So go ahead and check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. Thank you so much for listening in today. I appreciate it. And if you wanted to do me a quick favor, head on over to iTunes and leave a quick review for Ask Pat. I really appreciate it. It helps with the rankings. It helps with encouraging me as well. And I appreciate that. And as always, I'd like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Les Brown. He said, "Too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears." Perfect quote to end this particular episode. Cheers. Thank you so much. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.